just never grew up. I mean, it's, you know, it's like the same as always. It's pretty much for me, looking back on all these years, it's like my hobby became my job. And that's the luckiest thing that can happen to you in your life, you know?
Well, let's go back to when you guys really hit it. And you kind of were like a ska punk sort of sound and then transitioned to pop. Was that something you kind of morphed into, or you felt like you needed to be more of a pop band to just gain notoriety?
That was a completely natural. Greg and I, our original guitar player and songwriter, we liked the ska punk thing, you know. I remember at the time, he went to high school with a guy in Goldfinger. I don't know if you remember that band, Goldfinger. And they were kind of competitive. You know, we liked ska punk, but that was just one of the things we liked. You know, we just wrote songs, whether they were ska punk or pop punk or whatever, or groove songs. We had kind of a wide palette. But we didn't want to be pigeonholed into any one, you know, particular genre. So Astro Lounge is a little bit different from Fush You Man, yes.
Well, I got to tell you, Astro Lounge is one of my favorite pop albums, maybe ever.
So,
it's not just for the hit songs. I'm wondering, are there songs of yours that are favorites that are not hits, particularly on that album?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, Greg, being the main songwriter, pretty much never wrote a bad song. You know, if he came in with a new song, he'd been working on it, and they were pretty good. I like the song Radio. I like the song Who's There. Who's There is maybe my favorite Smash Mouth song. You look to the stars for
answers. Your face glowing in blue. 99, 2000, right around that area, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing All Star. Does it get old to be known for that one and say, hey, we've got these other hits?
Never gets old. Never gets old. I love playing it every night. Because for us, you know, some people associate us with only All Star in the Shrek movie and don't realize that, you know, Walking on the Sun was a huge first hit. So don't delay, act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, maybe out tomorrow, but if the others shine. As you go along, you sort of fine-tune your set list. Like, okay, this is working, this isn't. Let's move this here, let's move this one there. And we have 6 original albums of material to choose from. So it's a very up-tempo set. It's all dancing all the time. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars. Somebody once asked, could I spare some change for gas? I need to get myself away from this place. I said, yep, what a concept. I could use a little fuel myself, and we could all use a little change. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I'll hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with taking?